New fear about deadly disease lurking in the water. In just the past month, there have been multiple cases of flesh-eating bacteria and brain-eating amoeba in the United States. Victims are infected by swimming or fishing in contaminated water. Miguel Marquez is out front with the story, and I have to warn you before we show you, some of these images are disturbing.
Nick DuVernay loved the water, diving, fishing, even spearfishing. Two Sundays ago, he spent the day in the water off Ocean Springs, Mississippi.
Sunday night, he started feeling bad, and by Wednesday, he was just in a really bad situation.
His organs failing, his body filling with fluid. The next day, he was dead.
They took 4.5 liters of fluid off of him, and they did not realize how bad the leg was until he was already in a room in the ICU, and his leg actually just started to burst open on the bag.
Sarah says the speed of his death, from aches and pains to organ failure, shocking.
Did you ever think it could happen to you?
No, absolutely not. This is something that you see on the news. It doesn't happen to you. It doesn't happen to your family. And it happened to us.
It happens more often than you think and attacks the body in many ways. Rene Ollier lost his arm to bacteria, and he never even got in the water, only handled shrimp for bait on a fishing trip. Jocko Engel's left leg still twice its normal size a year after wading into water in Biloxi, Mississippi.
It was the most painful thing. And these people saved my leg.
His heart goes out to the medical staff at Memorial Hospital in Gulfport. And it's not just Mississippi. It can happen to anyone, anywhere. A few recent cases, Louisiana and Georgia, Michigan, Idaho, Oregon. In Kansas, a brain-destroying amoeba took the life of 9-year-old Hallie Yust last week.
The amoeba then finds itself way back in our noses and then can work its way into our central nervous system.
Jacksonville University recently tested 6 bodies of water near its Florida campus for the flesh-eating bacteria. Half the sites tested positive for the deadly bacteria Vibrio vulnificus, the same bacteria that killed Nick DuVernay last week.
If you're going to be in the water, make sure you don't have any cuts, any sores. And if you notice something wrong, don't ignore it. I mean, go in right away, because my brother was dead in 4 days.
A heartfelt warning from a woman who laid her brother to rest just yesterday.